Hey everyone, welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdu. Today we'd like to share an overview of the Shipbuilding Technology Forum 2018 that was held recently in Ottawa. On March the 1st, over 150 attendees from the military and industry gathered at the Shaw Center for Vanguard's 5th annual Shipbuilding Technology Forum. This event is a one-day conference with the aim to showcase emerging technologies, presentations on marine and shipbuilding issues, as well as ship repair. Vanguard has been working with industry, government, and military over the years to provide a platform to create an environment for the different parties so as to share lessons and showcase cutting-edge technologies. This year's event was built on the theme Agility Through Technology. And according to Terry Pavlik, editor-in-chief of Vanguard, who heads up this event, she says, "It is about recognizing what is essential about a ship. It is about what's on the inside." And that was the focus throughout the day, innovation and emerging technology within a ship. So for the rest of the show, I would like to share some of the tidbits of this event. It started out with the opening keynote address. This was given by Chris Brosinski, and he's the director of the Innovation for Defense Excellence and Security Program. That's the IDEAS program. And Chris talked about how the IDEAS program is a fundamental step that D&D is taking in bringing innovation to the defense industry. Through this policy, Canada will invest $1.6 billion in innovation over the next two decades, with over $300 million in the first 5 years. Now, as a part of this program, there are four principles that are being looked at. The first is termed fail fast, learn fast. And Chris explained that they are looking at a whole lot of different things that they will be trying. And it's about fostering the best out of those and then moving on with those that can really work. Another principle that they have is agile business process proposal selection and engagement. And this is about bringing expertise in academia along with CAF members together in the same room so as to sit down and talk about problems and solutions while reducing the administrative burden of connecting. Another principle is multidisciplinary approach. And this is where he says every party involved needs to understand the issues and challenges, and by that they can be able to come up with the solutions needed for this program. And lastly, building on the notion that the hardest problems attract the best ideas, Chris pointed out that this is about creating an environment to bring stakeholders in who have the best solutions. In continuing on the innovation and technology theme, Pierre Cartier, the Innovation Management Advisor for the Built in Canada Innovation Program, that's the BSEP, gave an overview of that program. And he said by participating in the BSEP is a win-win for both industry and the Government of Canada. Industry benefits by getting to their late stage innovation and also getting their first reference sale, and also gaining an understanding of the procurement system. For the government, it benefits them by with the late-stage R&D products and services, and also to fill the gaps of needs. During the luncheon, Andy Smith, the Deputy Commissioner of Strategy and Shipbuilding at the Canadian Coast Guard, gave the keynote address, and he talked about how the world is changing at a more rapid rate than ever before. He highlighted this rapid technological advancement in all fields, including biotechnology, computer, AI, data mining, and even 3D printing, and pointed out that innovation is a priority for this government. I like the way how Smith went on to explain about innovation, and he basically classifies this in two streams. One is adaptive and the other is transformative. In the adaptive innovation, he considers this to be the day-to-day activity of where they seek out commercial technologies that can help to address requirements and challenges. He talked about how looking at technologies currently available that can be used to fit the needs of the Coast Guard, but he sees this as being a somewhat passive stance. He went on to say that we can only fit today into our aging ships what is commercially available, and the range of options don't necessarily meet all our criteria. In looking ahead, Smith sees the option of striving for the greenest of technology, which highlights the need for transformative innovation. And he believes that this is where the future is. He went on to emphasize the need to plant technological advancement across the various aspects of the marine industry. And this involves an interest in the energy domain with liquefied natural gas and battery technologies and even fuel cells. He spoke as well about autonomous technology, and this is another area of interest to help reduce energy consumption and to improve the life of operations. Some of the questions that Andy Smith pondered were based on the future of autonomous in the Coast Guard. And he asked the questions, can we take the search out of search and rescue? Could we deliver rescue autonomously? And I like those questions because it points to the need of doing search and rescue without the need of sending resources out there. And he highlighted that they are actively seeking opportunities to innovate in this area. So they're looking to get more in this area. Modular functional capabilities is another area that is of interest to the Coast Guard. And they are also looking at zero emission systems and handling of ship generated waste. Now, the rest of the event included two panels from members of industry and military and a presentation on naval infrared search and track systems, which have been designed primarily for early detection of anti-ship cruise missiles. And this is often used in to complement radars in self-defense of ships and has the added functionality of situational awareness. The first panel, which was moderated by Derek Buxton, he's the Senior Director for Future Capability Development at the Canadian Coast Guard, delved into the carbonization and marine propulsion systems. The panelists included Mark Caniford of Wärtsilä, Andrew Kenrick of Vard Marine, Captain Jacques Olivier of D&D, and Brent Perry of Plan B Energy Storage. And they tackled the question of decarbonization in marine propulsion systems. They look at current technologies that allow ship owners to reduce carbon and also the new alternative energy systems that are under development for the marketplace. LNG was discussed at great length, with Kenrick pointing out that as we head down to a lower sulfur world by 2020, we will see LNG and other alternative fuels being looked at. Caniford built on the theme, on the same theme, and talk about how we need to keep up with the market by looking at these fuels, and LNG is one that is becoming more and more feasible. The last panel of the day was moderated by Commodore Simon Page. He's the Director General for Maritime Equipment Program Management at the RCN. And he led the discussion by stating that innovation is directly related to thinking. And he went on to add that we should be thinking about innovation across the spectrum. Panelist Genevieve Allard of OPAC DAQ Systems Jacob Kleinman of Structural Integrity Technologies, Inc., and Jean-Michel Filion of the Uncharted Research and Development, Inc., showcase different technologies and innovations that are being used in shipbuilding and repair that can improve efficiency. Well, that was an overview of the event. I found it quite interesting to be there and to hear about the different technologies currently available and what we can look forward to in the future, especially what can be done with autonomous technology as well as AI. To learn more about the Shipbuilding Technology Forum, go to vanguardcanada.com and click on the ShipTech 2018 tab. Vanguard will be hosting the 2019 version of this event at the same time next year. So please stay tuned for more details. From the Vanguard team, this is Marcelo Sabdeu saying bye for now.